ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Trump tops the latest ABC News Washington Post poll of preferred Republican presidential nominees, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's expected to enter that race, said next year,
if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again.
He was speaking in Sioux Center, Iowa. The former president canceled his event scheduled for Saturday night in Des Moines because of tornado warnings. One person was killed. At least 10 were taken to hospitals early Saturday after a tornado touched down near South Padre Island in South Texas. Two sources with knowledge of talks tell ABC News the staff-level negotiations between the White House and congressional leaders have been productive. These talks are focused on the debt ceiling, as economists warn of catastrophic consequences if the U.S. defaults. Ukrainian President Zelensky met with Pope Francis in Rome last month. The Pope had said he hoped to be a possible peace mediator between Russia and Ukraine. This is ABC News. Companies refusing to recall millions of airbag inflators that regulators say have killed and injured several people.
A legal battle could be ahead. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding that ARC Automotive, Knoxville, Tennessee, recall 67 million airbag inflators. The agency says they could explode and hurl shrapnel, and have, killing at least two people in the U.S. and Canada, and several others have been hurt. The recall would cover about one quarter of vehicles now on U.S. roadways. But ARC has responded that no defect exists. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
13-year-old girl was sitting in shallow water at a beach in Fort Pierce, Florida, when she was bitten by a shark. Ella Reed said she believes it was a 5-foot bull shark. Her mother, Devin Reed, tells ABC affiliate WPLG when her daughter got out of the water.
It was insane because she was totally covered in blood, pretty much head to toe, so you couldn't really see what went on.
Ella Reed received 19 stitches. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. The new Master Gardener 23rd Annual Plant Sale is at the STEM Center, UWGB campus, May 11th through the 13th. You'll find a great variety of flowers, vegetables, perennials, and native plants. If you love pets, gotta check it out. All about pets and animals at the Green Bay Pet Expo at the Resch Center. That takes place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Great night of indoor football awaits you on Saturday, the 13th. Green Bay Blizzard indoor football, the kickoff at 3:05 p.m. And finally, the AVB Concert Band presents its final concert of the season Monday, April 15th at the Ashwaubenon Performance Center. Showtime, 7 o'clock. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jean, what drew you to this?
Yeah, so I'm a certified professional life coach and accredited with the International Coaching Federation. So a lot of words that I just said. But I really try to help people plug into their creativity and find their passion, find the rock star within. So whether it's they're feeling stuck in what they're doing, making big changes, you know, I really love helping people, especially those that are doing things, not necessarily like top level executives, but like the people that are doing and trying to live their daily life and balance all of those things. I love helping people try and discover and have passion and enjoy what they're doing.
I would imagine entrepreneurs are a big client of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also love working with young students too, like, or, you know, new graduates, people trying to figure out what they want to do next.
Oh, that's got to be great.
Yeah.
Those young minds.
Yes.
You know, we mentioned that you were from Cleveland. What brought you to Madison?
You know, we heard that Madison was a great place to live. And I'm not kidding. I swear. Like those little men's health things that they said, like the little... We had heard it was a great place to live, and we just came to visit and loved it. So,
how about that?
13 years ago, we moved here.
Oh, now, your husband is in the music industry.
He is, yeah.
Tell us about Mr. Jen.
Mr. Jen. The Mike Farley. Mike is, he has his own boutique PR company for musicians who are touring or releasing records. So he works with musicians all over the world. And he's been doing that for over 20 years. He's also a songwriter, and we sometimes do shows together too, like duo thingies. But it's Mike Farley.
Is it a different or same family as the famed Chris Farley?
You know what? I like to say that I'm from the New York Farleys. So I'm from the New York Farleys.
You probably get asked that all the time.
Not the Maple Bluff Farleys.
Not the Maple Bluff Farleys, right? So no relation, but just as hilarious.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get back to some live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us is a Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets original. It's called This House. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this is a song that was inspired by my family. This is Beth speaking. We used to have dance parties at the house when my son was very little, and we'd turn off all the lights, and we'd get out the flashlights and we turn up the music and we dance around like crazy. And it dawned on me one day that if somebody happened by the house when it was dark out and we were having these dance parties, they would only see the two grown-ups dancing and not the two-year-old. And then it also dawned on me that I didn't care, because your house is all about the memories you make and the love between the walls. So this is called This House, and it features Shondell Marks on the accordion.
Yeah. Wow.
You can't play that quiet either.
I'm still learning Roll Out the Barrel.
Live at the Devil's Lair is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
I see a ray of sunshine across my table. Coffee is hot, the day is bright, and I'm alive. You're smiling at me for no reason. Well, I sit back and I soak in the love that's in your eyes. In this house we built with brick and stone, we paint the walls and call it home. No, we say thanks. We'll fill it up with memories. I hear a melody floating down the hallways. We sing and we dance and we laugh like fools on a Friday night. All the neighbors wonder what we're up to, but we don't worry what they think when life's this fine. In this house we built with brick and stone, we paint the walls and call it home. No, we don't need fancy things. We'll fill it up with memories. Na 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 na. We built with brick and stone. We paint the walls and call it home. No, we don't need fancy things. We'll fill it up with memories. In this house we built with brick and stone. We paint the walls and call it home. No, we don't need and say thanks. We'll fill it up with memories. Go, Jen.
Laying down the vocal tracks live in the Devil's Lair presented
by
the
Aaron. Oh,
that's
not all.
No.
Oh, man. So
first
good.
Of all, was that the kazoo? I love kazoos.
Yes, that was like a kazoozaphone. It has like a big bell.
It does.
Oh, my gosh.
See, the director,
it's loud.
The director of fun brings it.
I got so excited when I heard that.
Oh,
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call and talk to Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets here on Devil Radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oops. Guess what? Time to move on to one of the other members of Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. Let's go to Shawnee. Shondell Marks is here. Okay, so Shawnee, you are on the keyboards, and of course we just heard you playing.
Of course.
Yes, oh, that sounded so good. But your past includes fronting a popular band, Thunder Road.
Yeah, wow. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, I think you and I have talked about that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you've won a million Mama Awards. And you recently released a piano album.
I did, uh-huh. Yes.
And now there's this new band that you're starting to play with called Generation Jones. So tell us about you and, you know, how'd you get here?
Well, I come from a very musical family. My mom's a singer, and she has siblings that are in bands. So family reunions, the guitars would come out, and we would do harmony. So many good memories of being a kid at those family reunions. And then when I was a teenager, like I mentioned earlier, I got a job at the Wisconsin Opry. My choir teacher, that was his summer job. And he invited me up to do some Patsy Cline. My mom taught me Crazy, one of her most beautiful songs, written by Willie Nelson, by the way, a little trivia. And yeah, and then I was just, I've been in cover bands and met Beth, and she changed my life.
Aww. Wait, mine too.
Wait, is it because I brought the chapstick in that's kind of like a glue stick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't think we took any photos to share with anybody, so yeah, I was kind of icky.
Now, Shawnee, last time we spoke, 2 years in the Devil's Lair, I said, you know, do your kids, they know you're like a big rock star and around the this state, and you were like, they don't care.
They don't care.
What, no. What is 2 years later? Anything change?
No, they still don't care.
They don't still don't care.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. No, wait, that's not true, though.
Yeah, that's like my daughter. She has a teacher who has one of my albums, and she walked into one of her classrooms, and she was like, I think this is my mom's. And I asked her, I was like, were you embarrassed? And she was like, no, I was proud of you.
Aww.
So she's a sweetheart. But she doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to let on that I'm in any way cool. So.
Portage High School,
yes.
There's some ridiculous talent that has come out of Portage.
It's where the North begins.
Oh, my God. Yes. Wow. And where a lot of music begins,
That
too.
Is their slogan, where the North begins. Yes, Madison Malone, she's incredible. She's from Portage.
Yeah, just, good stuff. Yeah. This Generation Jones that I mentioned, let's just call it kind of another Madison supergroup, kind of like you guys, you know. Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. But tell us more about this, and how is this feeling getting going with another new band?
It feels really good. We just had our first gig last Thursday at Toffler's in New Glarus. So it felt like the old days where we would just play a big, loud bar gig. But yeah, Mike Massey, Kyle Henderson of the Producers, Mauro Magellan of the Georgia Satellites. He has a bunch of chickens and quails, and he's always bringing chicken eggs to the practices for everybody.
Bonus!
Is he bringing the chickens too, or are we working the chickens in the band?
Yeah, maybe we'll ramp up to the chickens, yes. And then Mike Ripp too, he's also in that band. He's a great guitarist. Yeah, it's feeling good.
Are you doing originals or writing your own stuff?
We do some of, because each one of us are songwriters, so we're doing some originals. But mostly at this point, we're doing a lot of classic rock like David Bowie and the Beatles, some Pat Benatar.
Nice.
We threw some Sheryl Crow in there too. So
Have you sent an email to Rocker to get on this show called The Devil's Lair on Saturday nights? Who? Ooh, Rocker.
Yeah, we got to make that happen, just, Rocker. Come on.
Just asking
please.
For a friend.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Shawnee, are you chocolate or gin?
Oh. Oh. Well.
Because we know who Bottle Rocket is.
Pew, pew. Yes, the head of
the
fun patrol.
Is that a Star
Wars
reference?
Yes, we like to say that we take turns, but usually, I mean, Jen doesn't really give up her title very often. But generally, I'm the chocolate because I'm like sweet and quiet and smooth. But every once in a while, I get a little spicy with the gin.
That is good stuff, you guys.
All right. Well, now tell us about Mr. Shawndell.
Mr.
Who's
Shawndell.
He?
Oh, wow.
He would, ooh, who's he?
He would be. That would be fun. I'll have to tell him that you told him that you called him that. Mr. Shawndell, yeah. He's a wonderful human. I fell in love with him 5 years ago. And I don't know. I don't. How much do you want to know?
He's super cute, too.
I will say this. He lived around the world. He lived in L.A. for several years. He grew up in Baraboo. And when he was 15, he moved out to California and then just lived around the world. And he moved back to Baraboo to be with his grandparents who were aging.
Oh.
And so he's like, oh, my God, we have, like, the Reese Witherspoon movie line where he comes back to his hometown and he falls in love with the small-town girl. So
perfect.
Yeah.
There's a song there or something.
There is.
Yeah.
There have been several.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is from your trio tribute show happening on Mother's Day at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. It's Jolene by Dolly Parton. Why did you choose this song?
Oh, why did we choose this song? Because I love this song. This
I would is, say, why not?
Yes. This is one of Dobby's
best. Sorry,
Rocker,
that was just me.
I like that answer, Terry.
Let's check it out right now. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Julie, I'm begging of you, please don't say my man. Julie, please don't take him even though he can. Your beauty is beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin in eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Julie. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand, you can easily take my hand, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene.
So good. So awesome.
Wow.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you'd like to call up and ask him a question. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Take a breath, and we'll be back live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust MoveToMadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Where can when you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference. It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night. Hope you're having a good one. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. We're live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. The Devil's Lair on. So I'm playing this, I'm teasing this because I love it. I'm going to embarrass Beth. All right. Rocker, are you with us there? I mean, we're doing a radio show, that's all. You just have to say hi.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Oh, all right. Gosh, you guys are too funny.
Hi, Terry Barr. How are you doing?
Hi, Jimmy. I am loving this. It was funny because, you know, it feels a little cool in here tonight, and I'm always warm. And Shawnee asked me earlier, do you have goosebumps? But now I really have had goosebumps throughout the entire performance.
Well, let me, before we jump back in, let me just remind everybody that coming up at 10 o'clock tonight is Max Inc. Heavy, 2 hours of the best original heavy punk hard
and
rock.
And tell us about a special thing that you did.
We got an interview with Larry and Tyler and the sound guy,
Ben.
Ben, thank you, Terry. Yep. Mm-hmm. From Maybash. Maybash is, of course, happening Memorial Day weekend out in Ryo, Wisconsin. It's a great interview. Check it out. Appreciate those guys. Plus, I've got a lot of music from Maybash bands from this year and years past.
Nice. What time is your Maybash interview?
10:30.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
Thanks, Jimmy K.
You're welcome. What's happening here?
I don't know.
Beth Kelly.
Yeah, okay, Rocker's going.
You have a musical resume longer than a devil's tail.
Whoa.
Fronting rock bands, running the Mama Awards show, and one of the founders and directors of Girls Rock Camp.
Yay!
Who is Beth Kelly, and where does she find the time to do all this?
There's this thing called caffeine, and I rely on that heavily. No, who am I? I am, I guess I identify first as a songwriter, and I enjoy just being musical with people that I love. So that's my story.
You've had direct influence, direct help, mixing albums for so many musicians around the Madison area.
Yes, I do have a studio in my basement that I really love working with. Different people.
What are two bands that you've worked with or two artists that you've worked with recently that you're excited about?
Well, you know, it's funny. After like COVID, I kind of shut the studio down and I haven't really been doing any big projects. Although the most recent one that I helped out with was Lucky Vita's last record, which was just phenomenal. And it was kind of fun because he is so electronically influenced and he comes in with all these like really cool electronic sounds, and that's definitely different than my vibe, but he sought me out because not only because we're good friends, but because he really wanted to blend the you know, I'm like, well, I put a microphone in front of a guitar. What the hell are you doing on the computer over there, right? So it kind of freaked me out when he asked me to help him. But he's like, no, I really want to get the mix of these sounds. And so it was a really fun project to work on. So
nice. You know, we were talking earlier about who's got the gin, the chocolate, the bottle rockets. So now I think we have, you know, by getting
processor
rid of, yeah, exactly, your gin.
That's true.
How did this happen? Like, where did this all come from?
So it's funny. I mean, I do enjoy drinking the gin occasionally, but so Girls Rock Camp, we used to do this show where we covered the songs that the girls wrote in the summer, and we were at one of our rehearsals for this Girls Rock cover band thing we were doing. And our drummer for that show was Nikki Sund, who plays with all sorts of... She's in Ladies Must Swing and A Teme Vu, and just a phenomenal local drummer. And we were talking about how Shawnee and I were doing some duo things. And we're like, we don't know what to call ourselves. But see, here's a funny little fact about Shawnee is in the month of February, you know, sometimes you get a little bit stir crazy in Wisconsin. And you need tools to get through the winter.
Yeah.
And so Shawnee keeps gin and chocolate in her purse in the month of February.
Oh.
Kind of like, you know, break in case of emergency.
Exactly.
And so Nikki jokingly said, you should call yourselves Gin and Chocolate. And we're like, we should. Because it fit for so many reasons. But then when Jen joined the band...
Along comes a bottle rocket.
Right, we can't be a duo and two, like, Gin and Chocolate, and then a third person on stage, because people feel like, well, what is that? So I texted Shawnee, and I was like, well, we can't be Gin and Chocolate with a trio. What should we do? And just backing up, when Jen played this Chick Singer Night event with us 10 years ago now, we were doing a Janis Joplin cover of Bobby McGee, and Jen was dancing very excitedly on stage, and I may
director
have been,
of fun.
Yes.
May have been on my knees playing guitar, rocking out, and Jen might have punched me in the head, and I was like seeing birds and stars for a moment, but I was like, I love her, and I want to be in a band with her now. And so that's, you know, so I texted Shawnee.
When in doubt, hit them over the head.
Oh.
And I said,
one lump or two.
We need a third thing. And Shawnee said, well, how about gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets? And I was like, perfect. It'll, you know, goes with the stars that I saw after Jen punched me in the head.
I see, like, the sky lighting up with fireworks behind
yes,
Jen right now.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I just thought of something. Actually, how we name the band is sort of how we roll now.
It's totally
it really
because
is.
You know, Beth was like, "What do you think of this?" I'm like, "How about bottle rocket?" She's like, "I love it." You know, like, we did not overthink it. We just went with it,
yep.
And we show each other love, and we just support each other in our decisions creatively and everything.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God,
Beth, I'm going to ask you. Obviously, you're a mom, and
yes,
Mr. Beth. And you have kids, and you all make beautiful pictures, but you also have beautiful dogs. I love your dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I have one human child whose name is Gus. He's 12.
I'm glad we didn't leave him out.
Right, exactly. I have to acknowledge him because I did carry him in my stomach.
Hi, Gus.
He's not listening.
He's not listening.
No, don't you ever forget that, Gus.
That's right. However, I do have two fur babies, Lewis and Roger. Lewis is a 10-year-old pit bull, but he looks kind of like a yellow lab.
Yeah, he does.
He's a bull, Shepherd, chow mix. I mean, he's like six different dogs. And I had the Embark testing done on him, DNA testing done for Christmas. And he was like six different dogs smashed together. But then at the bottom it said 4% super mutt. So I'm just going with super mutt.
I tell you what, he is the master of putting eyeliner on himself.
All the girls envy Lewis's eyeliner. He's gorgeous. He's like, basically, he looks like a yellow lab with like beautiful, like kind of yellowish brown eyes with these really dark eyeliner. It's amazing.
Beth and I share the same vet, and even the vet mentioned
his eyeliner
to me.
Oh,
separately.
My gosh.
Yes. So Lewis is like super chill. Like, most mornings I find him at the foot of my bed with his head actually under the bed, and he just kind of lays there. And then there's Roger, who's the 2-year-old golden retriever who's like 80 pounds of fluff and not really a lot of brain parts, but he's the sweetest thing. But he did try to break my arm a couple days ago, so sort of cursing him, but he's so sweet, you can't be mad at him because he's super cute. And he and Lewis are like the straight man and the comedian. They're just hysterical together,
and they're listening right now.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yes, they are.
Wagon.
They're like, hey, it's mom. Mom's on the radio.
They're very proud of me.
And the next question I'm supposed to ask you is about your new album, Beth. Yeah. But you know what? We're going to take this opportunity to tease the fact that you're coming back to Backseat Radio next week. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about the new Beth Keeley album then. Yes. What about Girls Rock Camp, though? Oh. We got to talk about that.
Yes, Girls Rock Camp is like my whole life. It's my favorite place to be. It's a camp for girls ages 8 to 18. They don't have to have any musical experience. They show up. We provide an instrument. We teach them how to play it. We put them in bands with four other kids that they just met on instruments they just learned how to play, and they write a song together, and then they rock out in front of hundreds of screaming fans at the end of the experience.
It's so
and
true.
It's so much fun. And we actually have a ladies' rock version, which Terry Barr has been a part of on multiple occasions.
Yes.
We've been in bands together twice at least now.
I did drums that time with you.
Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. It's like the coolest thing. I mean, really, our mission with the organization is to empower the kids that come through our camp and the adult folks that come through our camp with Ladies Rock Camp.
Yes.
Music is the vehicle, but we just show them like,
hey, it makes you feel so powerful.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, here's a safe space where you can be creative and collaborate with other people and build each other up. Cause sometimes the world out there is kind of a rough place, but here it's safe and you rock and we love you.
So. In the last Ladies Rock Camp, we actually have a mutual acquaintance, Beth, Lisa Gary.
Oh, Lisa!
I've known Lisa for years.
Yes. And did you come to the showcase and see her be the lead singer?
I did not, because I didn't know it was happening until it was happening.
She crushed
I'm so
it.
Happy for her.
Oh, my God. I love her. Yeah. Yeah, we had a blast. Yes. She's awesome. It's so much fun.
Beth Keeley changes lives. I don't know if you are aware of that, but it's so true.
Well, that's very sweet.
Good, good, good.
Well, let's get back to live music.
Yeah.
With Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you're playing for us tonight is called Born to Run by Emmylou Harris. I was thinking Springsteen.
I was too.
Tell us about this song.
Well, this is an Emmylou Harris song that I wish I had written.
Oh, what a buzz.
Oh, you'll get it when you hear the words.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Well, I never did crawl and I never did draw the line. No man is master to me. I ain't that kind. I just put on my traveling shoes. If you want to win, you just can't lose the time or stay behind. Well, I was born to run, to get ahead of the rest. And all that I wanted was to be the best, just to feel free. Take the chance and you make mistakes, but you don't get nothing unless you make the break. Living is dangerous as dynamite. Sure makes you feel nervous, but it makes you feel alright. Makes you feel alright. Just to feel free and to be someone.
Chocolate and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Hey, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and wish the ladies happy Mother's Day. We got about 10 minutes left here in the Devil's Lair.
This has gone so fast.
It sure has.
Incredible. Okay, you guys, living in harmony as a band? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this concept. Does it actually exist? Okay, now I'm going to tell you, Rocker wrote this part in here. Or is it utopian, like a dream, like communism?
Wasn't what? Communism a utopian
Wait,
dream?
Before yeah. we were supernovas and a nebula. And okay, now we're let's stick utopian. With...
All right, you know, yeah. I'm taking a class in creative writing, so... Yeah. Like, no, I'm just kidding. Come on, guys.
Rocker, oh. Wait, actually, I was going to ask you, Rocker, could we use that intro on our website?
That is beautiful.
So you can.
Like, there were, like, astrophysics going on.
Oh, my
beautiful.
Gosh.
It was beautiful.
Okay, well, tell us about living in harmony.
Well, really, the concept of, like... of harmony, of, yes. of being able to sing together really brings forth a lot of elements of living. You know, you need purpose and you need partnership and presence in order to create harmony. So we actually have talked about it and researched it quite a bit. Huh. And yeah.
And it's not just how we work together as a band, but it's kind of, as Jen was saying, it's something you can take out into the world. And so we just gave a talk at Oregon High School. We have a whole retreat built around this concept. And so it's just kind of trying to take what has made us last for 9 years as a band together. And, you know, I mean, it's funny. I had a woman come up to me at our show at Willersheim the other day. She's like, I don't know how you're in a band with two other women. And I was like, what? How can you not be in a band? Because she had tried it. And she's like, it just doesn't work.
Oh.
And I'm like, Well, you know, it's not that we haven't had hard times, but we work through it because we have a common purpose and we are there for each other. We show up for each other and we get through this tough stuff together. And
yeah. And we each have our strengths and we each, you know, have our talents and we let each other shine where we need to shine. Oh. So.
And it's so obvious just watching all of you. And I think I mentioned that earlier, the faces, the smiles, the connecting. And if an audience feels that from you, that's got to feel so good.
It's the best.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I know I can.
Goosebumps again.
I know I can feel it in the harmonies. I mean, yes. They are together. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to some more live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song, it's a cover of a cover.
Oh, it's a cover of a cover.
Desperado.
Yes.
We know who first covered it. How about you guys?
Well, so Linda Ronstadt covered this song for the Eagles, and actually her band was created because of Linda Ronstadt. They were her backing band, and that's how they met.
So, Linda Ronstadt is responsible for the Eagles.
That is
wow.
true.
Wow.
That is incredible.
I did not know that.
That's one in the air for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear it.
It's Gin, Chocolate, and a Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, I know. You've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. The queen of hearts. from the day. Senses, come down from your fences. Open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Dare I say, that was definitely better than the Eagles version.
Oh, dare you say it? Yes.
I'm going to say it. Wow, that was pretty
awesome. Hard to believe it's live.
Yeah, no doubt. Fantastic. Wow. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Someone tell us the details real quick about tomorrow night.
It's actually tomorrow afternoon. We're doing
a matinee
show.
A matinee show.
Which is our favorite.
Yes.
We can be in bed by 8:30.
This is a late night for us tonight. High Noon, the High Noon Saloon, 2:30. Bring your mamas. Bring your babies.
Aww. Bring your friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's at the High Noon?
Yes.
One more time
with
the time?
High Noon in Madison.
High Noon in Madison.
Mm-hmm. Doors at 2, show at 2:30.
Yeah.
Tickets available at the door.
Okay.
Yeah. And what we heard tonight, this is kind of a sample of what you guys are going to be doing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Ugh, so good.
any other shows on the calendar for Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets?
Absolutely. We have tons of shows coming up outdoors at wineries and local festivals. Check out our website, ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com, or Facebook or Instagram.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in and playing
for having us.
Live in
so
the Devil's
fun.
Lair.
Amazing.
It's awesome to see you all and amazing.
Do we have enough time to have this last song?
We have
us?
About 3 minutes. Ooh. So the floor, it belongs to you all.
All right.
Okay, okay, so this song is called Lean. And another original from Gin, Chocolate, Bottle Rockets. Tell us about it and then give us a taste of it.
This is the title track off of our album. That's all you need to know.
I slapped your wrist when you slammed the door. Told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry. And at the times you had to dance and say, you heard that big girls never cry. So you stifled every scream. You've been giving them the upper hand. And they saw your moment of weakness. You bought their words faithfully. Don't fall apart. Don't let them see where you held back. And you kept your head. But what about your heart? What about your heart? You've got to lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head. All the fear and the longing left unsaid. Don't shut them out. You've got to say what you mean. All the joy, all the pain, the in-between. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling. You've got to lean. Lean into it.
All the years have swallowed time.
Well, the cry listen to your heart. Listen to your heart.
You've got to
lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head. All the fear and the longing left unsaid.
Don't shut them out.
You've got to say what you mean. All the joy, all the pain.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. The new Master Gardener 23rd Annual Plant Sale is at the STEM Center, UWGB campus, May 11th through the 13th. You'll find a great variety of flowers, vegetables, perennials, and native plants. If you love pets, gotta check it out. All about pets and animals at the Green Bay Pet Expo at the Resch Center. That takes place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Great night of indoor football awaits you on Saturday the 13th. Green Bay Blizzard indoor football, the kickoff at 3:05 p.m. And finally, the AVB Concert Band presents its final concert of the season Monday, April 15th at the Ashwaubenon Performance Center. Showtime, 7 o'clock. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer?
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.